My theory became that, you know, baseball is a sport, I know this is a cliche, where anything can happen on any given day. So more so even maybe than some other sports. And I think players, you know, can feel like they're really in a groove and they're doing great and still have an 0-for, you know, 30 stretch that lasts for a while. I think players just become used to the idea that logic can't explain everything that goes on the field. So they become used to looking outside logic for explanations for things that they experience. And that's
excellent
when they start to get into some of the, you know, different ways of trying to account for the bizarre stuff that happens.
Well, and feel free to take from either your previous book, How Did Baseball, or this one, Field of Screams, in addressing the subject. And coming up next hour, we'll open up the phones for people to address their favorite haunted baseball legends and put them to the test here with Mickey Bradley and Dan Gordon. But let me ask you, if you guys had to give what you think of as being sort of the archetypical haunted baseball story, what would it be?
I think it would be the ghost of Yankee Stadium, just both the old one and now we're hearing it from the new one as well. Just the idea that Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle, you know, that they're still around and players believe it, some swear by it. You know, Alex Rodriguez told us that the ghost gives the Yankees the best home field advantage in all of sports. Torrey Hunter of the Angels told us that, you know, could hear the ghost, almost feel like the ghost are whispering in his ears. It's kind of more of a feeling for him, kind of a tangible feeling.
What happens? What happens with Torrey Hunter, former Twin? What happens with Torrey Hunter?
Well, yeah. What he talks about and what a lot of players talk about is not only that the ghosts are present in the stadium, but that they actually help the Yankees out, especially in the late innings of big games and especially in the postseason. The idea is that the ghosts, as Dan was saying, of Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth and DiMaggio, will get a ball to sneak over the fence for a home run or roll through an infielder's legs for an unexpected hit. So players on the team believe that they've got a great advantage that way. And then players like Torrey Hunter, I mean, Hunter said that you can almost hear the ghost whispering in your ear, you're going to lose this game. You can sort of feel them as you're walking through the park. Chipper Jones said something like that, too. So we hear it both from home players, but also from visiting players who believe that they're sort of disadvantaged when they're playing in Yankee Stadium because they're not only playing the current Yankees, but they have to contend with all the great Yankees of the past.
And that story then of the ball getting a little lift over the, you know, over the fence, sounding a little bit like that movie Angels in the Outfield. Is there an origin for why they think these players are still there at Yankee Stadium, or for that matter, you know, any baseball stadium? You would think they would have had happy lives. They were, they're not, you know, they're not tortured. Babe Ruth was, you know, he lived a robust life. Why would he still be lurking around Yankee Stadium?
Well, some of the the players that you're talking about, Babe Ruth is maybe the best example, are often said to inhabit a number of places. So we hear stories about Babe Ruth being all over the place. but generally speaking, it's considered, I think, a way to keep these old players still a part of the team. So you hear about it from fans, you hear about it from players as a way of honoring, really, those players from the past, because I think it's just a measure of how we haven't let go of Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle and those kinds of guys. They're players that we still think of very strongly when we think of the Yankees. And the notion that they might actually still be kind of in uniform almost and taking the field alongside their contemporary counterparts is a very pleasing notion to most people. Not to visiting players, obviously, because they're
right,
sort of paying the price for it. But for the most part, it's a happy thing, and it's a good thing, and it's a reflection of how much those players were such a vibrant part of that place that their energy is still felt there.